Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, Rico Walker has outfit the group and Florida Man, despite scaling the inn, has decided to join the party. And we've had some ups and downs in the jungle. But now, let's go find some ruins.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
That was some beautiful color as you have arrived in the ruins of the city of Tamochan. And for this color and the beautiful descriptions that you've given me, I will now award you all a blue gem. There it is.
Gracias. Oh, it's a communal blue gem?
Do I put it in the bag
of holding? Somebody gets advantage!
You all get a blue gem. Blue gem for you. Blue gem for you. Just remember, as always, in order to have advantage on the check, you have to spend the gem before you roll. You gots to want it. Now, you have arrived. This is a large city. Picture an ancient civilization, Machu Picchu sort of thing. Gigantic spread of overgrown jungle with occasional rocks and whatnot that are visible through this overgrown vegetation. There's lots of animals and wildlife, but there are also other adventuring groups. Now that you've done everything that Florida Man knew how to get you here for.
Dramatically, Florida Man's like, the city of Tamochan. What? No applause? Okay.
No.
That's pennies. That's all she can do with Talon. It's hard to like go really fast. She sometimes cuts herself.
There are many other adventuring parties here as well. You can see campfires. A few of them, because this city of Tamochan has been sought for a while and is being explored, and you're not the first group to get here. However, you've just spent the last 6 days together, so we're going to go around the group, and you're going to explain how your relationship to the person next to you has been strengthened as a result of this journey here, and then we will describe what your base camp setup is going to look like very smallly. So, how does Penny connect with Tex?
Penny and Tex rode next to each other for most of the journey there, so they had lots of time to kind of talk. They had some awkward silences, as you would, but they ended up sharing a love of horses, despite this horse not liking me. So we spent a lot of time talking about how much we like horses and like enjoying riding and just enjoyed being in each other's company. We just talked about random things, but that was the big one that we kind of realized that we both liked riding horses.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tex, what's your connection? What do you share and how do you grow closer to Flo?
Tex greatly appreciated Florida Man's realness. And all the stories that she
as
told.
One does.
You have come up with a catchphrase that the two of you have said together. What is that catchphrase when you recognize that Flo is being very real and true or whatever it is?
As you do.
Yeah, I like that. As you do.
I like as you do.
Realsies.
Florida Man, how do you relate to Maryland or MJ? How is Flo connected to MJ?
Flo has realized that MJ hates communicating with anybody and really like existing in a extroverted scenario as much as possible. So
wait, is that true?
It's not inaccurate. Yeah, so Florida Man has developed a non-verbal eyebrow language with Marilyn Jane, basically eyebrow wiggling to express need.
cool.
Almost like telepathy, but like...
It's basic. It's like, get the hell away from me. Oh, I'm hungry. You know, thank you.
As you do.
Mary Lanjane has a very expressive eyebrow.
One singular, I can't move the other. Half my face is paralyzed.
It's all your unibrow.
I love it. MJ, how are you connected to Al?
To Alabama, over there. So one time when I was out hunting, I got swiped by a kind of territorial animal in the jungle, and I came back kind of half bandaging my arm up a little bit. Alabama saw it and went over to Maryland and quickly dealt with it. And I was impressed at the professional and quick manner in which he was able to administer help. And I was like, got some respect for him. I wouldn't tell him that to his face, of course, but I have like this high respect for Alabama now due to his medicine abilities.
So you're the group Klutz? Is that what you've just like volunteered to
be?
Yeah,
you keep on getting hurt.
I'm the one that's
doing
getting
stuff.
And animals.
And getting hurt.
Yeah.
Stepping in your own trap. And
I was tired.
Aren't you a rogue?
I am a rogue.
This is going to go well.
Is there a god that MJ worships?
No, because she is always busy studying all religions with being an anthropologist. So she's always gleaning more information from everybody.
With a very specific focus on the old man.
Yeah.
Religion and whatnot. So, Al, what's your personal god for your character?
My god is Kinich Aja.
So, can I take it further there with the healing that you received from Al? Because Al then speaks out to the Mayan, the old man sun god, that you have a commonality here and there's a shared appreciation of that religion that the two of you can have developed a short speak and you enjoy talking to each other about?
Yeah.
All right, then, Al, how do you know Penny? What is it about Penny that's brought you closer?
We have an opportunity to talk about what it's like flying. Mm. And we connect on a different level because we've seen the world in a different way from everyone else.
I love it. She's like, no, I don't like flying. I like riding horses.
I like both.
Yeah, how come
I can have interest
riding flying horses?
Pegasus says, Pegasus.
Further, you never once said that you shared your love of riding horses. You shared a love of horses.
I said both.
No, you just talked about the love of horses. Riding them could be secondary as well, but also eating them might also be something you enjoy too.
I mean, when it's an old mare is an old mare.
When it's cooked nicely and the meat's not too dry.
Yeah.
No, like nice Chianti.
You will earn gems if I appreciate you connecting these things during the course of the adventure. Because these are the ways that you have found familiarity and common places with each other. And will be good ways to mourn your comrade when one of them dies. You're like, oh, I really miss Tex. We loved talking about horses together. All right, moving on.
Sweet, I'm going to die first because you named me first.
Well then, you've arrived and you set up a base camp. Who's good at survival? Who is proficient with survival? We have one, two. Anybody else proficient with survival? Your character is out hunting and trapping and cooking shit, and you're not proficient
in
survival. No wonder you kept getting hurt.
That makes a lot of sense.
Anthropologist, guys.
So the two of you are proficient with survival. So the two of you now roll together to make the check to find and set up a good base camp.
I have a high survival.
Nice. High rate of survival?
Yeah.
How did you do, Tex?
21 total.
Yeah, that's great. You did not help at all, Penny.
I did not. I got sick.
I imagine you're still flying around trying to find a good place to set up base camp. When you come back, base camp is already set up.
Ah!
You have the Pikachu backpack connected to your paladin character. Love it. Base camp is set up. Does everybody have a tent?
I have a two-person tent.
Do you have a tent? Do you have a tent?
I assumed I asked for one, but maybe I didn't.
Did your character start with a tent there, Maryland?
We have a Dungeoneer's kit.
Does it have a tent?
I have an explorer's pack.
All right. While you're checking that out, those of you who have tents can set up your tents. Those of you without tents cannot. And Flo, I will remind you that this is a very dangerous place, that the locals are not fond of adventurers plumbing the depths of their religious center, and that the city of Tamochan contains secrets that are not meant for outsiders. So if you could inform the party of that, it is something you have neglected to mention until now. As night begins to fall in the ruins of Tamochan itself.
So
there's just like a wee bit of a thing that I might have neglected to mention. The locals maybe don't appreciate the stealing of their cultural artifacts and their and generally what we're set on to do. I mean, I'm okay with it, but you know.
I mean, that really does make sense. I'm just here to find my sweet Arizona.
And if we happen to trip across treasure that doesn't belong to anybody, theoretically, it can be ours, right?
I think that might be a bit of a gray area.
Right. Gray means we can take it home with us. Cool. I think we should probably have some sort of watch scenario. I mean, it means less sleep, but we won't have our throat slit, potentially. Right?
Yeah.
I think all great discoveries come with great danger, so I don't mind taking the first watch.
Who has dark vision and who does not?
I have dark vision.
I don't think I do.
Nope, I don't.
I have dark vision.
Shall we be first watch?
Well, I don't need to sleep, so I can do all the watch I want.
You don't have to sleep?
I have to meditate, but I can meditate for 4 hours, and that's equivalent to your guys's long rest.
That's cool.
Oh, because elf.
Because elf.
Two of you have dark vision. However, I would not put the two of you on the exact same watch. That would be silly. So I recommend 3 watches of 2 people each.
Since we have Wyo.
Or your Shatter Kai can do two watches. Yeah. So who is going to serve on first watch?
Tex and I can just stay up and talk about horses.
As you do.
Yeah.
Tex and Penny. Love it. And then?
Sure.
And sorry. MJ and?
I just realized I have rope of climbing.
Yes.
We didn't have that extra rope.
Well, it's good to have
it. You can always have extra rope.
Yeah. I'll be on the second watch.
I'll do the third with Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Doesn't have dark vision.
Is getting paid to be here. And it's not an adventure.
Oh.
I'll do the third watch with you as well.
Into the middle meditation zone.
Yep.
Excellent. Tex and Flo. There is our watch setup. It's not particularly relevant. You don't need to write this down. Things are going to change dramatically very soon. The first night, everything is fine. So you awaken the next morning. Nothing seems to have been moved or stolen in the night. Your watches were great. There is a lot of nightlife moving about, roaring, howling, crying out in the darkness. And you do hear some sort of terrible cries and screams coming from one of the further camps. And there is tons of smoke the next day arising in the distance that you can barely make out in the ruins that you're in, and potentially something has happened to one of those camps. At this point, I turn the direction of the adventure over to you. The day has dawned. What would you like to do? Sorry, I just pictured Alabama just like getting up and be like, all right, it's time. Arizona! Arizona! And just like walking through the ship. Okay, don't do that, but...
I was actually going to say I wanted to fly above and kind of do a scout and see what's going on in different areas. Arizona. And also look for Arizona.
Cool. So you're going to do that alone?
Well, I was going to invite my new friend, Penny, to see if she wanted to scout.
Please do so.
Hey, Penny. So I know we're just getting off on our new friendship, and I was wondering if, you know, you might want to go fly some skies with me.
You know I do.
All right. The three of you are also there witnessing this conversation. Maybe breakfast is being had and plans can be made.
So you're going to scout the skies, scout the friendly skies?
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, we can check some of the camps, check out that smoke and see what happened. Mm-hmm. Maybe look for Arizona a little bit.
Without really interacting with the folks here.
Yeah, not getting into trouble.
I mean, it might be good to ask like a camp over what's going on. What's the deal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can check in with them.
I don't know where the tomb necessarily. Temple? Tomb?
We're just looking for Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Fair.
Also, we should go see if there's any rations or anything left at that camp that whatever trouble that got in. Maybe we can scavenge something.
Yep. That's a good idea.
For you guys on the ground, I would think maybe going around to the closer camps nearby and talking to them and seeing if they've seen Arizona. If anyone has a sketch of her brother.
Do we have a sketch?
I reckon I remember what she looks like.
Alabama pulls out this like 300-page journal. Every single page has a drawing of different poses and positions.
Can one be the Titanic one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Draw me like one of your French girls.
It's the two of them big with the big pose at the front of a boat.
He sheepishly brings it out of his pack and just kind of hands it towards the group. And he's like, yeah, I got just a few. You can distribute them as necessary, but please leave one for me so I can remember her if we can't find her.
Okay, that was really lovely. You can have a gem.
Thank you.
Near, far,
wherever you are.
All right, play it on your penny whistle over there, Penny.
I should have a penny whistle. Although I don't know how that works with beak. I feel like that's not a good
I feel like your beak,
your beak is.
Is
the penny whistle. Okay, cool.
I just have to.
That's amazing.
Drilled holes in your beak?
No, but I only have two, so I only have two pitches, but I'm amazing at the
It's like an ocarina.
You can have more than two holes. You're a pterodactyl person.
Yeah,
easily have like enough for
you
all
think
of your
I
talons.
Would drill a hole in my
so
own.
They might be
face?
Naturally forming because that's how you make your flute-like bird calls. Who knows? I mean, this is not real world.
Like
so.
Piercings, it'd be the same thing.
Beakings. All right.
I'm loving these ideas.
Flying through the sky, and you know, don't really see too much because there's a lot of canopy and whatnot. But when you do fly over fields and the like, you see fields that occasionally have rubble and ruins in them.
What about the camp?
Oh, okay, perfect. You're going to fly over to the camp?
We would like to.
All right, you fly towards the smoke. Make a perception check.
Growing terrible.
No.
You see the smoke as you're, I don't think, either of you even beat a 10.
No, a 9. No.
Yeah, so you see smoke. And so you fly towards it. And then when you get there, you're like, you're in the smoke. Good job. There does not seem to be any movement below. The camp seems to have been destroyed in the night. And everybody is dead. Would you like to land or not?
I personally would like to land and see if we could search. And maybe there might be some previously offered rations or gold or...
Sure.
Potions.
What is the rest of the group doing?
I'm going to recommend going a camp over to go and speak with the other adventurers and kind of find out the deal of what's going on in this area. But I'm worried about leaving the camp alone.
Cool. Yeah.
Can I cast a spell at the campsite?
I cast a spell.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm going to cast a spell to protect the camp.
Cool. What are you casting?
I'm going to cast spike growth.
How long does that last for?
10 minutes.
Yep. For the next 10 minutes, you've protected the camp.
Like the boop boop car noise.
Lock the camp down.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to protect the camp. Spike growth doesn't last long enough to really do too much, but you definitely set things up so you know where to cast it. If you need to cast it in a rush or have things prepared or whatnot, I'll definitely give you an advantage on whatever checks might be that if you get attacked or whatnot, you're just looking to better defend the camp. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yes.
Cool.
Well, so is Wyoming staying behind?
Of course. Wyoming is still in the cart.
Okay, so I'm going to tell...
Do we have to move
He's
him?
He's still in the cart?
Yeah.
Did he sleep there?
Probably.
Aww.
Please move Wyoming to
C2. Nice.
I'm going to tell Wyoming just to yell really loud if people approach. We'll
okay.
be right back.
MJ, what are you doing?
I'm going with them.
Okay, the three of you head off to a nearby camp. This camp is brought to you by some sort of adventuring society. What is it called, Allison?
Tamachan Travels. They're a bunch of tourists.
How y'all doing today? So nice to see you. You're not part of the tour group. Another traveling agency here with some explorers. What can we do for you?
Oh, no, we're sent by one of the local institutions to find out more of the historical significance and perhaps expand other travel agency potential tour locations in the future if we discover maybe, you know, an important artifact site.
Well, that's all great.
So how's the tour going? Everything going okay?
Well, this is the fourth day of the tour and everyone's going to be heading back probably tomorrow morning bright and early.
We noticed there was some sort of attack or something.
Pretty frequent here. We're very lucky. We got some very stalwart guards and protectors here.
Oh.
Be careful, though. I saw two things flying around above earlier. Looked a little dangerous. You've got to be real careful about them flying things here in this jungle.
Who's attacking? Is it like the tours themselves? Or
it's
is it
the locals.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Weird.
Those locals.
There's only so many tribes you can buy off, you know. You buy off one tribe and another tribe suddenly appears out of nowhere and seem to be so similar looking to the other tribes. And you're just paying them off too. And then suddenly you're just paying off every single figure. And who knows the names of these tribes and whatnot? They're just whatever.
Wow. It must have been hard. So guards help. What's your tour offer? Do you have a brochure?
Well, brochures are back in the city. So,
give me the bullet points. Just
she know. Does.
Okay. No, I'm just like, is there like a sacred site? That
they avoid a lot of the more dangerous areas. It's a lot of like climbing pyramid ruin steps and whatnot. Yeah. Please, you know, don't go too close to the edge of things.
Don't go inside of the pyramid itself.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, I could recommend some people who maybe aren't interested in the more discovery aspect, but more the experience of adventure to your tour company. I get lots of requests for this sort of thing.
Do you have a card?
Florida man does not have cards. No, but I'll send them your way. It's all good.
Maryland Jane walks up with Paige from the 300-page journal of Alabama. One of the less risque portraits. She has all of her clothes in this one. And she just walks up real frank to the tour guide lady.
How'd you know my name was Frank? That's so interesting.
And she's like, have you seen her around here?
No.
Okay, thanks. And then she turns off and starts walking back to the camp.
Who's that?
Name's Texas. Walker.
Her name is Texas?
My name is Texas. No, her name is Arizona.
Ah, the one missing?
The one missing. My sister.
How long has she been missing now?
Too long.
Someone didn't write it down.
You're like, nope. How long? Because maybe it wasn't this tour, but maybe another one? Maybe?
About a couple months.
You don't say? Well, good luck in finding her. Is that why you're all here?
That would be the case.
And to find sacred sites, because, you know, we've got a historical interest in that as well.
All right, then. Well, good luck to y'all.
Backing away slowly. Thank you.
You close the conversation tree.
Ma'am.
Name's Frank.
Franklin Roosevelt.
You've landed.
Francine.
Or just Frank. You've landed in amongst the smoke and the ruins of a camp. There are horrible things that have happened here. A lot of dead figures that have died as a result of blunt trauma to the skull or back or middle of their body or their legs or their whole entire personage. And that's what you see.
Oh man, this looks like one of my dreams that I had the other night.
Me too.
We share thoughts now? That's kind of cool. Can we investigate the camp and see if there's anything that hasn't been destroyed or burnt?
What are you looking for? If you're trying to make an investigation check, you're looking for something specific. If you would like to make a general perception check to look for something.
Let's do a general perception check.
All right, make a perception check. What would you like to do there, Penny?
I'm looking for more historical artifacts that may be around, so maybe I can see what the blunt objects might have been, if there was like a weapon left behind.
Sure.
I get to add my perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, forget it.
Okay.
I'm really so bad.
16.
16, no, there doesn't seem to be anything. It's like it's all been taken, if there was anything, or there was nothing to begin with.
Well, this is real unfortunate, and I feel real bad for these people. I think we should say a couple words and make sure that in the afterlife, they're doing all right.
Well, I can't even see. There's so much smoke in my eyes, so I gotta get out of here.
Did you roll a one?
Like, I don't know. I got a 7, but it's still pretty bad. It's not good.
It's not squeaky wheel bad, but
that's fair. I deserve that.
Is there actual smoke in Penny's eyes, or is Penny just crying over the dead bodies and doesn't want to admit the fact that, like, oh, these people are poor?
It's a little calm. Okay. It's a little calm. Okay, cool.
I love it. Excellent. Doesn't seem to be anything you could do. There's no survivors. There's no real valuables that have been left behind. You're not really able to determine, other than probably the locals have attacked and killed these people. You're not able to determine much more than that. Nothing of Arizona's is in this camp either that you're able to determine. You spend a couple hours there, and when you return to your camp, your comrades have also returned. It is around lunchtime. And Wyoming says, oh, I'm glad you guys are back. What's for lunch?
I got some leaves.
Sounds delicious. So you have leaves for lunch?
It's like a salad.
Jungle salad.
That does not sound good at all.
Sounds like it's got dysentery.
Sounds like
a Terrafolk sex position, actually.
It is. But we didn't have to go there.
Jungle salad.
Dysentery.
Night once again descends as you explore, I'm guessing, for the rest of the day and take a look and see if you can find things. Would you like to make some investigation checks as you comb through the jungle with your afternoon, see if you can uncover anything of interest?
Sure.
Can I try and see if anywhere near here, anything of Arizona is a piece of fabric that I might
recognize?
That's
what you're specifically looking for? Yeah. Absolutely, go for it.
I'm looking for sacred locations that look sacred.
Roll it up.
And actually, I was going to suggest, Ken, if it's okay with Maryland, if we can travel as we're walking together, her and I talk about what we think we know about the locals and kind of put our heads together about what we know about these cultures. So,
like how to make peace if we absolutely needed to.
And also kind of like what their tactics might be to attack us and how to best counteract that.
Standard war tactics.
Yeah, because
like religious rights too, if there's like any sacred ground.
Would you rather do that
ground?
Or would you rather investigate?
I'd rather do that.
All right.
Because everybody else is investigating.
Perfect. Penny's trying to distract you. Would you rather talk to Penny or would you rather investigate?
I'll investigate.
Oh, harsh.
But I'm nodding to what Penny's saying. Like kind of half listening. Not really. I'm looking for clues. We're in a cultural like...
I'm trying to plan ahead.
Beautiful cultural site here.
Freaking anthropologists, I tell ya.
Why don't you roll all by yourself?
Let's see what I find out.
As an archaeologist to see what you know. I love it.
Someone give me their dice because my dice suck.
No, don't share any dice
give
with the cursed
other
person.
Dice, then. Give me
no,
that.
Don't
That's
give
mine.
Her. Let, those dice have not been cursed this game.
Fine. I know nothing.
What'd you roll?
4.
Yeah, then you definitely have been distracted by Maryland Jane.
She was supposed to help me. That's 3 d20s.
Oh, what's your total on your history check then?
6.
Yeah, so are you trained in history?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Why is it only a 6 then? You rolled a 4.
Yeah, and 2 of my history.
Plus your proficiency.
You get your proficiency bonus plus your intelligence bonus.
That's 9.
There you go.
Woohoo. So
still no.
I mean, but next time you roll, maybe it'll be more than a 9.
Make your investigation check, Maryland Jane. What'd you get?
17.
You uncover a few odds and ends, some copper coins from the era that would be probably worth silver to a proper museum or whatnot. You uncover some arrowheads as well, but nothing that is specifically magical, valuable, or connected to Arizona. How did you do, Marie Claire?
Got a 13.
You find some copper pieces. You find some tracks, but you realize that it's just the tour group.
Oh, I was looking for like historical sites and stuff.
Yes, that's all you are able to uncover in your investigation for the rest of the afternoon. How did you do,
Tex? I leave disappointed.
Tex rolled a 14.
So Tex, you have found some arrowheads, found a spear haft that's broken up, but you don't really find much else of significant worth and value. And how did you do, Al?
I got, on my investigation, 21.
21 means you find some bit of pottery that has significant value. Probably if you sold it or returned it to a museum, they'd pay you at least 50 gold for it. But you do not find any evidence of Arizona in this area at all.
That makes me sad.
But you're sure that Arizona was not through here or nothing bad happened to Arizona in this area. It is a really big city. So this goes on for a couple more days. And at night, your watch continues. But I need you all to make perception checks at night.
Oh, thank God. I have nothing put into perception.
Did anyone beat a 20?
Oh, so close.
Excellent. So yes, Tex beat a 20. Did anybody beat a 15?
I did.
Then we have Maryland, Jane, and Al coming in second there with some more information. Did anybody beat a 10. Beat a 10, not get a 10.
It's my best roll so far.
Florida Man's tired and keeps on nodding off.
Did anybody get 9 or less?
What are you doing to me? Such a dick move.
I know. But you don't notice anything.
I did not do well as Florida Man was so tired. Did not sleep well.
I'm having another night terror.
Sure. Maybe at 10 on the button, you've heard something. So something has stirred you. Over the next 2 days, bad things happened at night in the distance to other camps where the locals attacked. And you learned and gained some information as you encountered other explorers, archaeologists, people delving into the city of Tamochan. And you've moved your base camp closer because you don't need to maintain that single area. And it was just one little setup place. Because it's just a cart and 4 horses. You move that further in and try to find more protected areas in the city, in the ruins itself. As you've moved closer, spent a couple of days finding out, you've learned that there is a tribe, a large tribe that is attacking specific camps, and you're trying to avoid them. But because this is Dungeons and Dragons and this is an adventure, there's nothing you can do but be attacked one night. Thankfully, we had people with 20 and higher than 15 who are awakened suddenly. You had heard word of the shaman woman who calls down blood-sucking giant vampire bats and a horde of tribesmen with spear and short sword who devastate and charge in with guttering torches in the night and attack camps, and they overwhelm camps. A camp of just 6 people needs to be quick to move and get out of the way, or else you will be destroyed. So your camps have largely tried to have been sequestered away with small fires. Something has alerted this tribe to your presence, and Tex is the one to hear the branch snap as the tribe moves in towards you, potentially knowing where you are. You have a couple of choices, Tex, when you alert the group. You can try to remain hidden, hoping that where you've hidden the camp away and your fire was small enough that they're just close by looking. They don't know where you are. You can rush out and attack, or you can stay close and defend, or you can try to gather up whatever you can and run. The twig snaps. You're bolted from your reverie because it'd been quiet up until this moment, Tex. What would you like to do?
Well, I kind of want to wake everyone up first.
That makes good sense.
Yes. So I quietly and stealthily alert everyone.
Well, this is the third watch and Flo is already awake. Flo, with your 15, you have heard.
Oh,
Tex,
shit.
You've heard Tex startle. You did not hear the branch snap.
What's up, Tex?
There's trouble brewing. We gotta figure out what we're gonna do next.
Can't eyebrow wiggle. Maryland Jane awake. I guess I better poke her.
I'm awake.
We got a few options there, friends.
Go and wake it.
I awake everyone. We got a few choices here. We can stay where we are and try and stay camouflaged. We can run. We can defend. Or we can attack. By chance, do we know how many there could be? Or just, I heard the sound and that's it.
You heard the sound? That's it.
Are these creatures, do they count as fiends or undead?
No.
What are they classified as? The things that are going to attack?
The tribesmen. There are like vampire bats, and there's a shaman woman who controls them, and there's other dire things in the night.
My vote is that we try to hide, and then we're ready for action if they find us. That's my vote.
Take to the skies!
I was going to cast silence, so that even if we accidentally made noise, it wouldn't travel. And then they can't cast a spell in here.
You can cast silence, or I can cast pass without trace.
Is it better than mine?
Well, shall I read it to you?
Please.
So, shadows and silence radiates from you, masking you and your companions from detection. For the duration, each creature I choose within 30 feet of me, including me, has a +10 to stealth checks and can't be tracked except by magical means.
We should probably still move, though, like even like 15 feet to the left.
Yeah.
That specific.
So I can cast it on all of us, and then we can slowly start to move away from the camp and try and get the jump on them.
But yeah, we end up leaving our stuff. But
no, but we'd just leave the fire. We just move away from the camp, and then when they're like in there, we can, as you do, Shazam.
And we can move the, like the cart and stuff like that too away.
You can take the cart with you with your pass without trace, right?
Yeah.
Would that affect a cart? Because it only says companions. Is the cart my companion?
No.
If we put Wyoming on it.
Then it's just going to be this cart moving.
Are you bringing the cart or not? Would you like the cart to somehow be included in your pass without trace?
Yes, I do.
Ah, okay. Well, initially, the cart is not included with pass without trace, but yeah, actually no, the storyteller says they move away, leaving the cart and the horses behind as they start to sidle and slide and sneak away after Tex casts pass without trace.
Hold on. Okay, wait a second. I've heard the story before, and what happened was when Tex did the spell, he actually did it so that it got like the cart and the horses and the yo-yo guy.
Crikey, I already only just started this here story and you're already drunk.
It's been a long 5 minutes. So he got everything.
Sure, it's fine. The cart went with him, I don't care. So, back to the story itself. Tex raised his hands up, looked out amongst the entire assemblage of the five of them in the cart and the four horses, and he said, "Hush." And everybody got quiet, and then he cast the spell.
That was nice.
Aww. I thought I really had something there.
Let's move swiftly and quietly now.
Do we all have to roll?
Say the magic words.
Oh, actually, I have to say magic words?
Say the magic words.
It's casting a spell.
Oh. Adios, then.
I like it. It almost sounded like adios, then. But it was nice.
Adios.
Adios, then. All right, please write that down so in case you cast it again, you can say the same words. Would you like to describe the magic that pervades everyone? Or would you like me to?
I'll leave it to you. I need to get a different pencil.
The shadows grow up over the cart itself. The moon is hidden, obscured by a cloud that suddenly passes by, and shadow presses down upon all six of you and the cart and the horses, and silence reigns as hoofballs and footsteps find perfect places to not create a rustle as you begin to move away from the camp. The little fire is left behind, and there are a few key things that are left behind as well, as you're not able to gather everything up before you move away. And as you slip out from the confines of your little secluded shelter, you see probably 20 or 30 guttering torches coming towards you in the jungle itself. And there is the thin, reedy cry of bats in the distance behind them. Do you proceed slowly and quietly, or does espying this large force arrayed against you put boot to flank and you just book it trying to get away from this force that is coming upon you?
I think we try to remain calm and steady and slow.
Okay.
Yes.
Calmly, steadily, slowly make your stealth checks.
Oh, finally! Yeah! I got two! I got holy the doodle. Teens, you guys! I got into the teens.
Okay, we've got a 28. We've got a
38.
A 38. We have a
28. I have a
how do you
nine.
Have a 38?
Because I rolled a 19. Crap. I have 9 in stealth. And
good job.
I have 9 in stealth.
So you're plus 19 on that check.
Yeah.
That's why Pass Without a Trace is so good.
Yeah. How did you do, Marie Claire?
28.
And Aaron?
24.
And Allison?
24 as well.
Great.
Yeah.
You are more than stealthy as you slide away in the darkness, slowly, carefully, until Wyoming says,
"No."
Nothing. Because okay, thank God. he too is being very quiet. Hold on, let's see what he got. He got a 20. It was either a 20 or a 1.
Did you roll the...
Yeah, I flipped the die. It didn't really matter. The rest of the group did perfect. So you have moved off into the jungle in the darkness at night. And you're in an area you haven't explored before. And the torches are advancing and have gotten considerably closer to you as they hunt around. And you can hear the whoop and the quiet exclamation as they have found your fire. And they have found the few possessions you were not able to put into the cart quickly enough. And they begin to track you. And some of them have gotten closer, some of them are further away, as they are all hunting in the jungle, looking for you in the dead of night, under zero moon, as it is obscured under cloud. I need a survival check from everyone.
Oh, so I can use help as a bonus action.
I'm going to spend a blue gem, and I'm going to get advantage.
Thank you. You may have advantage on the check. Yeah.
I'm going to also spend a blue gem and get advantage on the check.
Cool. And Chelsea, what did you want?
I can use help as a bonus action. So can I help somebody with their roll?
So this isn't in combat. You can use help as a bonus action in combat. Oh. You can choose to just help somebody with their roll instead of rolling yourself.
Guidance!
Yeah, and you can do guidance. And if you have guidance, cast guidance.
Yeah, I can cast guidance.
All right. On who? On yourself?
No,
you already rolled. You're done. You're finished.
Kaput. I will give, if MJ accepts it, guidance.
Sure, I accept it.
Shub-Niggurath.
No. Not that one. We're done with her.
No more goat. The Shubsies. No more goat babies.
So 1d4.
Okay. Who all beat a 15?
I did.
This is a survival check.
I rolled a natural 20.
Excellent. Cool. Good job.
So I got a 22.
Perfect. Did you beat a 15? Who didn't beat a 15? More than half the party failed on this check.
What about Wyoming?
Who were proficient in survival didn't.
Yeah, especially that was the bad thing.
We've determined that rolling a 15 doesn't beat a 15. Yeah, but I didn't beat it.
I'm happy with how things have played out. So good for you with your 15. Yes, I'm looking for a 16 or higher. That's what I wanted to have in this instance. Yes, 16 or higher. Not 15 or higher, then half the party would have succeeded. And I'm happy they didn't. So with that being said, I will read this. You're moving and you're heading towards what you've believe in the distance has been a pyramid temple, and you're treading across cracked and overgrown flagstones, and the cartwheels are moving over them with that steady plodding clop, stepping over fallen and shattered pillars, pushing aside vines and briars. You are nearly to the temple and can climb it and hopefully get away from this roving band of tribesmen and locals when the sound of their crashing through the underbrush gets closer and nearer. You turn around and you can see the people moving through the woods of the jungle towards the clearing you're in right now. And as you take a few extra steps forward, the ground rumbles and cracks, and all six of you fall through the earth. And darkness consumes you all as this cave-in and this collapse is filled as well. Where you are now and what happens next is for next session.
I'm going to write down what I'm doing.
I was about to meld into stone and leave all of you guys on your own.
Rude.
Well, I'm going to cast Featherfall, so there.
Now I forgot mine. I'll learn.
That's a weird way to grate.
That's Vestrad.
You found Vestrad again.
Go away, Vestrad. Can someone do a southern accent for me?
Alabama.
Oh, well, thank you.
Sugar, I don't gump know what you say. Gump.
Alabama.
Thank you.
Have me a mint.
I didn't know nothing about birth, no babies.
I told such a lie.
You said this was Arizona's
godfather. Yeah,
a horse would be nice. I don't know where that came from. Sorry, one second. Horse? I'm not southern or whatever that was. Let me try that again.
And sing with the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise a glass and toast to the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal Adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.